The following episode is brought to you by Poison City Brewing, proud makers of Durban Poison Cannabis Lager, the beer that invites you to live your poison.
How's it going, guys? Lunati Drops, aka Skill 8, was it home to Hannah out here with another episode, Sledge Underground, and I'm not alone. Unfortunately, I'm not with Una CP today, but I have a co-host with me. You should feel free to ask questions when and however. I'd like to welcome our guest today. It's a special lady. She's done well for herself. She's created quite a buzz for herself, and I'm not going to introduce her. She's going to introduce her damn self.
What's up, everybody? It is your girl, Slender Makepolin Tambu Yaketlala. I am the Zulu Bass Queen up in this motherfucking Sledge Underground.
Yeah, but now, after an intro like that, you just know you're about to get it. Is that like your
trademark?
Yeah, I trademark.
Why is Susa Ganjan? Because I know Zimb.
Yeah.
So when I there was a time in Kshale Chobek for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So at Chobek, they have this lingo. Slender Makipula. Everybody's calling me Slender Makipula. I'm like, what is this? Because when I was at home, every Friday, they used to call me small.
Yeah.
And I hated it. So now they're saying, Slender Makipula. Then when I went to this other party, this other guy was like, this has a ring to it. Why are they giving me all these names? And then I was like, okay, sharp. I'll put them together, and then I'll just make it a trademark. So everywhere I go, all the people's knows. And then obviously Zulu Bass Queen is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Zulu Bass Queen is the alter ego. Zulu Bass Queen is the person that is actually the one that gets on stage and performs.
Okay.
Ulumka, Koni Zulu Bass Queen.
Okay, so between Ulumka and the Zulu Bass Queen, as much as it's one person, but kukhona ne alter ego, kuhluke kanjani?
Ulumka is a mother of three. Mm. She is a partner to a wonderful male. She's a sister. She's a daughter of the Most High. She's basically reserved. Nyathula. I'm shy. People will not, not believe it. But Zulu Bass Queen is like the total opposite. Like, she's just out there. She's unbothered. She's unscared of anything. She's like, Zulu Bass Queen is just Zulu Bass Queen. I don't know how to put it.
So how do you unlock Zulu Bass Queen?
Yeah, if you get it, bro. That's how it's really fierce. And I'm like, just give me the mic or just play something that belongs to me. Or let me just see the stage. Let me see the setup. If any fierce. I don't call upon her.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Now, I want to get into it. I want to know how your music journey started. What influenced the type of music that you're doing?
I started off as a dancer. I started dancing at the age of 8. Ngisahamba ama contest sedance amapantsulo. Sedance ama class. You used to win classes ngale ze class. Sethi ama class Friday. So stage ngisiqale lapho.
Yeah.
Just being around people, performing for people. I started at the age of 8. But in between my school years, I was writing poetry.
Yeah.
But I was not reciting it to anyone. I was just writing because if I'm feeling some type of way, I take the pen, I take the paper, I just write, And then I recite it to myself. And then I'm just like, okay, this looks good. This sounds good. You know, and then I would, the times I figure my phone, and I record that, then I would record myself and listen to my own voice and feel good about myself. And then magnama essays go learning, and then I'll recite my poetry. Then people liked it, and then I was like, oh, okay. Should say I'm doing good in this poetry thing. So mangfika Thekwini, I enrolled in Mangalingam Academy. I did performing arts and communications there, but lapoge theater.
Yeah.
Fundingoma, Yasina. You know, so it was more out there than what I was used to, which is poetry. You know, poetry is like it's dumb it down. You have to have like a nice presence on stage. You know, and it's just like, okay, this is a shift, but it's fine because I love doing arts. I will shift with the shift. Then there's a guy called Upegi Dlamini. He discovered me. He was the first manager of Ubongi Dube. I wanna go around.
Yeah.
So Ubongi Dube, when she started like breaking out, I was dancing for her.
Oh.
I was dancing for Ubongi Dube. I was touring with Ubongi Dube. So Upegi was her manager, but he could hear Ugut, okay, as much as Utanza, but I know you have a voice out there. Like, I can sing, but I hate singing. Like, it's just too much work for me. Faga my notes, faga ini, higher octave, in, you know. So, I mean, I just wanted to get on stage and dance. And then this one time, we were practicing for a gig. And then Upegi was like, Then we went to studio, we recorded some songs. Put the earphones like this. That's how I started recording. I think it was 2008.
Yeah.
And then he sent me the song. It was unmastered. He just sent me the song. It was a house song. So when I listened to this, I'm like, then he was like, okay, sharp. Then Jay, what's hula ganjalo? Then I was like, okay. Then started chilling with people who are going to studio, started like tagging along, started saying, okay, lumka fagi voice. And then I would fagi voice. There's a song that I wrote for Chinaman on his album. I think it was around those days, Foot. So Chinaman was like, okay, pull through to studio. We pulled through to studio. We did another house song. So it was just basically like house. House. Hip hopping agatu. You know, and then I was introduced to Ipad Center. Most people are familiar with Ipad Center.
Yeah.
Cramping days. So you would go there, and if you've watched the Stomp the Yard, you know what's
the whole vibe.
Genzek. So I was feeling this hip hop vibe, and I was like, okay, this is a new, like I was being introduced to new scenes all the time. And then I started going to Bad Center every weekend, starting to meet new people. Bonabo Scripts, Bonabo Bobo, Celestial Mike.
Oh,
you know all these cats.
Oh, you know all them.
Yeah, all of these cats. Then Mina, I came through as obviously like a house dancer, African beat dancer. Bona, there you were busy cramping. Yeah, but so attending those kind of events, there would obviously be people who are performing there. There would be poets even there, you know, there would be battles there. So Leo vibe lay, I really fell in love with it.
Yeah.
The cocaine shop. 2016, then I started just grabbing, I call it my ghost book, because little, nobody knows about it. I started grabbing my ghost book, and then I asked for beats. Then I took my poetry pieces, and then I switched them around into, like, a verse.
Yeah.
You know, and then got kala lapo. It's okay, this is a verse, this is how you construct a hook. Then I went to studio. The Konomani Gazam that used to stay in Newlands East, Oboflexi or Raja, they were called B5 Entertainment at that time.
Yeah.
I think Uraja just recently dropped something on the new Zakwe Sci-Fi. So it was those niggas that were guiding me, because one of them, they had studio, they already knew how you do hip hop, because they're hip hop artists and stuff like that. Yeah, so I fell in love with that. I was rolling around with them, some as a performer, doing our own gigs and stuff like that. So that's where the love for hip-hop, which is what I'm doing now, grew. But obviously with my mix, with the EP, the debut EP that I took out, it has all the genres. Simply because I wanted to just show everybody what I can do, everything.
Okay.
You know, yeah. But hip-hop is my first love.
It's where the love is at.
It's my first love.
Okay. So when during the recording of your debut project, we are shooting, there are different sounds in it, and hip-hop is your first love. How was it then, like, experiencing all these type of sounds, all the challenges into, because I can imagine it's a challenge to, in a way, like, fuse it, ukuthikube into a blender throughout as a project. Where not njengomuntu who always, okay, my first love is hip-hop, but I'm gonna add some Hausnyana, or I'm going to add some R&B in this. What were the challenges that you faced ngenkathi manje sekumele like we balance it out?
For me, it didn't necessarily need to blend because the whole purpose of doing that kind of EP was vele ukuthi nje xova xova nje kube isxova xova nje vele.
If you, exactly,
that's what it's exactly what it's called. It's called Dirty Mojito. Dirty Mojito is a cocktail, you know. So it really, I would say, got some challenges of being here because every time I stepped into, I did, it was a campaign. I called it Stu to Stu campaign, which is studio to studio. So I went to different studios. So if you're a house nigga, you produce Gom. I went to your studio just to feel your vibe. But when as a Gom nigga, how do you do it? You know, I went to a Verulam. There's a guy who produces. He calls it Zulu trap. But it's like the sound vele that I like. It's got traditional feels. It's got that ancestral sound. You know what I mean? So the journey was nice because every single song had a different experience. And every single song made me feel a certain way because the vibes are not the same. You know, so it was dope. The Stu to Stu campaign was amazing. Challenges, none at all. Maybe probably... I was going through a personal situation at that time. So that was the only, what can I say? Challenge that I was facing because I had to channel my sorrows and my deep thoughts and whatever I was going through, put it away, pack it away. And then get into this mode, which says I'm creating this and I'm going to do it. You know, so that was the only challenge. But doing the whole EP as a whole,
Bad Sensor Days, you meet all these guys, Abo, Lord Script, Celestial Mike, all these type of dudes, you know. How was it like? Because I can imagine, and it's a question in Durban, the industry it's a bit hectic and it's bound to be a bit more hectic because of the challenges that you guys face. So with your personal experience from the Bad Sensor Days up until now, what were those like challenges in maneuvering in that?
No, Bad Sensor Days was strictly, the music was not involved kakhulu there. It was mostly about events. It was mostly about the dancing. But I mean, I think the kind of person that I am, I'm a chameleonaire. You always feel endaweni and just blend in, obviously looking at the situation. And if that doesn't work for me, I will obviously not go back to that circle or that type of situation any longer. And if it doesn't benefit me, then what am I doing there? You know, so what used to help a lot with that is all of these people had the same passion. None of us were looking omunye phansi. You came with your talents. If you want to come out with your talents, you come out, you show us, you know. They even took it to such an extent ukuthi we would go to our terminals and people would start rapping there. If you want to drop your verses, you go into the circle, you drop your verses. So I know ukuthi okay, sharp, that is it. Mangiqeda lapho, I go home. Ayekho enye into that will be there. Whoever wants to chill then and drink or smoke or whatever the situation is, I'm sizing in less. So I know what I mean. As an introvert, as a person that likes their space,
I can imagine because Etegwini is such, the artistry Etegwini is so honest and pure.
You just need to know what you want because at the end of the day, you'd be sucked into trying to be so famous or trying to be so well known. If it's not your time, it's not your time.
Okay,
that's just it. Get on stage, you perform. If people are feeling you, okay, sharp. If they're not feeling you, manje nosukufuna ukugibela phezulu sofa phezulu matafu uthi hey, I was the one performing. It's me, I'm not that person.
So ngokwalokho I can imagine phela ukuthi like artists they push music you know, they record, they push on digital platforms.
They now these digital platforms, which is helping us a lot.
Yeah, but in Durban, a lot of artists are like, hey, Gunzima with the dog. Like, to get your song on radio, like, to get that performance because, you know, of certain clicks. You know, are these some of the challenges that when as an artist, wafaisile, or you're like, nah, I'm just pushing my thing when the time is right.
Obviously, as an artist, you have to knock on all the doors. If people do not open those doors, it's fine. If people do not want to allow you to perform on their stages, me, what I've been doing this whole time, I built my own stages, bro. Me, I built my own motherfucking stages, and bazoze bangvume futhi.
Ngazoke.
Bazoze bangvume. So, if you're going to sit at home and complain, ukuthi hey, usibani mina akafuna ukuthi siphefome, uyazivalela ama gates, shop shop. Well, even in my music, I have I do point out those things because they do happen. You know, but that doesn't give you the right as an artist to go to, okay, manje, I'm gonna sob, I'm gonna not push my, do other things to get my music out there. Yeah. There's a lot of platforms now. A lot of platforms that you can do. You can go online to push your music, you can go live on Instagram, you can record your music at a garage, have it mastered properly. It's about structuring this thing, right? And knowing what's okay, sharp, okay. I'm going to perform at this big club, but what can I do? There's other smaller venues.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it's happening will get you somewhere. You don't have to be in bigger stages. Who just got to a bigger stage.
Exactly.
Like that. And this guy, it's a miracle from God. It's fine. It's like, bonge lage when I'm sharp. Sinama miracles in Tarafi. That says, you know, so not necessarily on bigger stages, we'll have something to say, you know. So,
yeah.
Leonto, it also gives you experience as an artist.
Yeah.
To go through shit so that you know,
exactly.
When this happens, okay, this is how it happened when I was doing this song.
Yeah.
Let me now switch it up and do it like this.
Yeah.
There's no greater teacher than experience.
So, okay, with that said, now comparing our cities now. Okay, well, you've been in Joburg as well. Obviously, I'm
in Cape Town now.
Cape Town now.
Born in Cape Town, but alas.
With the Joburg, like Uboni scene near corner, the music scene, the entertainment scene. Yeah, and with the Durban scene, Maui compare which one is better? And if ikhona engcono, le engekho ngcono, what do you think can happen when the simo sibe ngcono khona?
I think you also know the answer to that. Ayekho umuntu ongazi ukuthi egoli ziyenzeka. Like in a space of 4 years, I was in Joburg.
A
lot of shit happened in my life.
Like, yeah.
And not only in music, I got roles on MTV Bioscope. Mnet Bioscope, just to be an actress. And nobody even, like, I didn't have any qualifications with Angaz and X and Dow. I just had to rock up there, do the audition like everybody else. And they were like, okay, sharp, you. The amount of agencies that are in Joburg are probably 3 times or 4 times more than what we have here in Durban. You know, I don't know whether ama resources or ama buildings or what's foolish things like this, or people just don't have the love to do it, or those who do it, nobody knows about them, or they do know about them, but they don't give people the opportunities. And as because you'd find even with the productions that are in Durban, they will fetch Joburg people. Like that puzzles me. Why do we have so many lead stars that are from Joburg in a Durban production?
You know, I'm an artist meaning that have been on Sludge. One thing we've gotten from them is the fact that Durban is where the talent is at.
Kodwa.
If it's not this thing, yama clicks, you're good to buy as well, but I just found much you did to girl. No, I took Papa Machete to Kala, and I don't know, cause my thing is, do we not have? Cause I think we need to restructure things. you know, we have the talent.
We have to be willing to do that first.
Yeah.
We have to be willing. Because people are not willing. People are not willing to see a change.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. You can't say, see, Durban has been a city of talents for so long. Mm. But still, I still want to go to Joburg. My shit will pop there.
Mm.
I've performed in every big club. I've performed in most of all these big outdoor events. I'm bored.
Yeah.
You know, you can only push up to a certain level. Then you just have to sit and wait for a tira or wait for whoever who's got a big recording label or whatever the situation is. It's nobody's willing to enforce change. And those that do enforce change, lava that are not willing will just look at you and go like, "When's a nigelo?" So people need to be willing. We all need to be willing. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I feel like
you do an event, people will know.
But they'll chill at home.
They'd rather chill at home and not want to come out and see new talent and see new ways of doing things. They want to do the old, same, boring old things every single weekend. Nobody just wants to grow out of their shell and say, "Okay, sharp, let's take this entertainment thing to a bigger spectrum now." That's why in Joburg, I was so surprised. There's so many things. Even the film industry. There's a Monday where there's this warehouse. They just put up a projector. They play films that were shot by Vegas students or whatever the situation is. You pull through there. They give you popcorn. They give you a drink. It's just a vibe. You know, does that happen here? There's so many people who have production companies here, but and they're shooting. Got it, Dorizabo. This is us.
Because later, Gwini, there was a warehouse not so long ago, and I think they had that type of vision.
Yeah, it's still there, but now it's moved to more to like a club scene.
And now to a club scene now. Ish.
You know, and we were so excited as Ama artists. Hey. We were like, now there's a like a hub for
Ama artists.
There's a studio there. You know, there's a great platform for artists to perform there. The place is big. You can do so many things there as Ama artist.
You know what I mean? You would get them there.
There was something like that.
People would be rehearsing there. You
know,
mm.
I don't know why all of those things just suddenly stop in Durban. There's no consistency.
Another thing.
Consistency, i.e. kotololo.
Mm, mm, mm.
People come up with the ideas, but it's because of, and the reason why there's no consistency is because of lack of support. So it guba get discouraged if you're trying to do something once, twice, three times, nobody's giving a shit of what you're doing. So inconsistent support very ayiko. They will see great visuals, yabona na creative market. Now, my artist, they're performing. There's different kinds of food courts there, you know. So that thing is building a lot of people at once. So what's stopping all of these people from inviting all of their friends to pull through? Imagine you invite your people, I invite my people, so Bill invites his people. If you know you have 10 people coming, or Wonkomuta has 10 people coming, that's 100 people already. If vibe play,
we vibe.
You know, it doesn't need to be 1,000 people for you to feel the vibes.
We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got like, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Nah. Take that shit serious.
Tell us about the Gen collab endorsement that you have. How it came about
with the Bracken Hill. It was actually introduced to me by my life partner. My life partner is also my business partner.
Oh, yeah.
So he's the one that had the connects. And I was like, okay, sharp, there's this thing. I think we need to do something with them. Then we sat down, did a proposal, and then we went through pitched nicely, then that was it. The rest is history.
So how long have you been working together with them?
Since, I'll say November, December. November, December, yeah. I was working at Views as a general manager, but I had to...
Views
at 25. Boop, so that was my, I'll say 9 to 5, but that's not the hours that you work at hospitality. But I'm advised to understand.
Yeah.
More vocal, so we are going 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I've been in hospitality for too long, so I decided that I need something new.
Yeah.
You know, and at Teguin, you need to create your own opportunities.
Exactly.
You don't need to wait for anybody to be like, okay, yeah.
Na leto bahala.
Ngakho sikunikeza ithuba ke sisicha. Akwenzeki kanjalo eThekwini. So when he told me about this new gin, then we just decided, okay, let's just see ukuthi what can we do. So my company has always been there. The fun house, I opened it long ago. It's just that it wasn't obviously operating because I was at work. So work was taking up most of my hours, but now I have all the time in the world to take care of the company. So that's where the company is coming in. We're coming in as a sales representative, we're coming in as a trade executor, we're coming in as a marketing assistant for the brand, and obviously me being the ambassador. So that's what the connection is with the Bracken Hill. So all the events that we do, they are obviously our sponsorship. So, Basha, as much as Namgi Mosha, but we're pushing each other.
Yeah.
Which is what I want. It's my motto. Like, exactly. Let's all grow together.
That's very dope.
So that's what the concept was when we approached them. It's okay, let's do this. This is how we can help you as a brand. We do events. You guys are new in the market. We can take this alcohol and just basically spread it in Durban and...
Yeah, that's very inside dope, man. That's very dope. Asa, this is my plug. Where do you get a legend?
For now, it's only on Five Tops, which is a Kloof Mall village. It's on May. It's in Maytime. It's in Lily's Quarters, which is in Hillcrest, and then which is in also in Hillcrest Tops. It's a locally distilled gin. It's distilled in Waterfall, which is just near Hillcrest, so that's where the starting point is. But obviously, as a company right now, we are busy trying to make sure what we execute into putting it into other stores, other outlets, restaurants in and around Durban. So we are in that process right now.
That's dope, man. That's very, very dope.
Sounds... dry gin.
But this has been really nice, man. Thank you for coming out to the show. Thank you for sharing with us.
Anytime.
Thank you. Like, we've been watching you. We've been seeing your moves.
That's good.
And
at least
you're being honest. That's the thing. With an artist, they're going to know that you're dope. They're going to just watch you. Showcase. Nah, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Sis Vala. Where can people get your music?
Dirty Mojito, 6-track EP, out on all digital platforms. Catch it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere. Go on to YouTube, watch my EP launch. I launched the Dirty Mojito. Amazing. Performance. At least watch the performance.
Emphasis on amazing.
Yeah, and then you can follow me at Lumka Fabulous, LUMKAH Fabulous with Zulu, FABULAS across all social media platforms.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And Sinage, we are Sledge Underground on Twitter. It's at Sledge031. Instagram at Sledge Underground, and Facebook at Sledge Underground Podcast. All our episodes go on Spotify and Apple Music. And be sure to check out our new merchandise as well. We've got new merchandise out, t-shirts. We still have hoodies. We might have masks soon. So just check it out. You can order it online on the Casual Sex store. Yeah, the link is on the pages. Just click on the link. You'll find the pages there. And you'll see how you do it. And myself personally, I am Lunati. It's underscore drops on Twitter. Instagram, it's at Lunati underscore drops as well. The Lunati has a double I. The on Facebook, it's Andy Lunati Pila Ramatonti. Skill it, I was dumb one, obviously. All the time, every day. Yeah, man. So you check out the podcast, goes there. And thank you very much once again. Simpiwe, who are you on online?
On Twitter, I'm Nkuliso29. And then on Facebook, I'm Simpiwe Nkuliso Zungu. And then on Instagram, it's Nkuliso again. Nkuliso29, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, really this 29. what's with the 29?
It's my birthday, bro.
Oh, but since I was 29.
Luckily, I got it even on my student number while I was still in university.
So it's like a lucky number thing now.
It's a lucky number thing.
So all right. Okay, that was it, guys. Lumka, Sludge Underground. Thank you very much.
Sugars.
Sharp.
Sandra Sami Buyaka, Sandra Sami Buyaka.